The bitch now, bitches.
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
Y'all crazy, bitch.
You, bitch.
Bitch to Mitch every Monday at 4 o'clock, talking about booze that you just had a bad experience with and then never want to taste it.
Well, it can be tequila stories, but it can be any hard liquor. Any booze.
But our buddy Boos, your buddy Mitch, we hung out with at the lake. Too much tequila.
We took Moose on a boat ride, me and Borna, and Moose owns Mr. Picnic. He's a business guy, but yeah. He parties a little bit.
Sure.
He drank tequila, Joe, and I'm going to say, when it's hot out and you're partying and you're on the boat, the sun's on, you drink a little bit more than you normally would. Agreed?
Yeah.
Most people.
Yeah.
Well, Moose was putting that tequila down.
Straight?
Like it was water. He had some kind of concoction.
That was
a margarita and
some
shots.
Sure.
Yeah. And he doesn't want the training wheels. That's what true tequila drinkers, when you go, "Can I have a salt and lime?" they'd go, "You wuss.
Yeah.
You need training wheels for that?"
No.
I know, I'm just saying.
Knock it back, man.
What if you're a woman? What if you're a woman and you'd like to lick the salt and suck the lemon?
Well,
I enjoyed watching it.
And there you are.
Right, so if you're a woman, you can still lick and
but I can't imagine doing shots of tequila to quench your thirst on a hot summer day. That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
That's the problem.
Now, take some of that tequila, mix it in, making one of those nice slushy margaritas and knock those back.
Sure.
I got that.
On the rocks? Was he drinking it on the rocks?
I don't know. I know just he bought a few rounds of tequila shots and just calm down, man. I don't want that.
Did you have any? Did you have one?
Yeah, I did one with him.
And I think I did
but
zero.
But then I go, I don't even like tequila that much. I don't like to do shots all that much. Anyway.
So he overdid it. As soon as we got back to the cottage, he slammed on that couch. He was out before anybody.
Yeah.
So I think you sleep well on tequila.
I like tequila.
Joe does. I've seen you drink tequila before.
I'm fine with tequila.
I'm not a big tequila guy. It is National Tequila Day. That's why we're talking
about
this.
What can't you drink?
My absolute worst gag reflex, icky medicine taste, booze is SoCo, Southern Comfort.
Really?
Yes.
That surprises me.
And if I smell it, someone has Southern Comfort and orange juice. I can smell it. Yukon Jack is similar, but I can still handle Southern Comfort's the worst. I had an experience when I was like 19. I drank like 3/4 of a bottle, big shot. Well, whatever it was. You know, back then, if you drink a half a bottle and you're a newbie.
You're cool.
I'm trying
to look cool.
And I was so sick.
Yeah.
Sick. I'm talking like I should have been hospitalized.
Yeah.
That's how sick I was. What is your worst?
Oh, it's rum. I can't smell rum. I let alone drink rum, and if you mix it with Coke, like if somebody's having a rum and Coke next to me,
it's like Bacardi, Captain Morgan.
It just starts coming up. Yeah,
all the above.
Halloween party when I was younger.
Now rum and Coke, rum is way more popular than Southern Comfort. Agreed.
Yeah,
I so many people drink rum and Cokes.
My buddy, my best friend in the world. His name is Maynard. Yes, it's his real name.
Maynard.
And he would say, I remember that night, Halloween party, "I'm making you some Maynard Bacardi specials, Joe." I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And the next thing I remember, I was puking in an ice tray because my buddy didn't want it to go on the floor and he saw what was about to happen.
Because he still lived at home.
So he threw, it was at his folks' house.
Sure.
So he threw an ice tray in front of me, which I used to catch that tequila or that rum, and I've never been able
rum
to drink
is so
it.
Popular. It's hard to stay away from rum.
Yeah.
I could probably be in a bar all night and not notice one person drink Southern Comfort nowadays.
I don't know if it seems as popular as it used to be.
There was a George Michael song popular at the time that haunted me forever after because my friends would change the lyrics to "I Want Your Sex" to a part where if you know the song even fringely, it's "Huh, sex, I'm blah blah blah." They would go, "Huh, I'm Joe Calgaro. Huh, I'm drinking rum. Huh, I'm at a party. Huh, I'm puking in an ice tray."
They just made it up every time
that song would come on the radio.
That was the popular song in 1987.
You were the puker of that party.
God, it was later than eight. Please tell me it was later.
I'll tell you mine here coming up. 414-799-1029. We'll get some of your calls as well.
Let's get an alcoholic to call us if we can and get some ideas about bad experiences or whatnot.
Having an alcoholic on the program
is
at the top of my wish list today.
An official one. It's next after Pearl Jam on The Hog.
Joe and Borna on 102.9 The Hog.
It's Mitch to Mitch on National Tequila Day. We're talking about what types of alcohol you have a bad experience with that you can't do anymore. Joe is rum. Mitch, SoCo is yours.
Yep.
You know what mine is Sambuca. You guys ever had Sambuca?
Is it a licorice kind of a flavored?
And that's why that licorice taste does not agree with me at all. And I didn't know what it was. I had a couple of friends back in the day that loved to do those shots, and I'd never had one before. I was probably about 22. We're just sitting around at a bar. We just got in there. Maybe had a drink. They bring around the shots, and it's Sambuca. I go, I don't even know what it is. Didn't really like the smell. Like, it's kind of smell it.
Yeah.
But I go, they're like, oh, come on, just do it. So I did a shot of Sambuca with that really strong licorice taste, and it was just the combination of the taste of the shot and then mentally how grossed out I was. I did the shot without saying anything, got up off my stool, went to the bathroom,
and puked
in the toilet.
Okay, again, a one shot.
I'd had one or two drinks before that, so it's not like it's the end of the night.
That's what I was going to ask
booze.
You.
It's so pretty sober.
Instant reaction just, to that.
Just not expecting the taste, and that's strong, and it just grossed me out. Yeah. Walked up, puked it out, came back, and I go, I can't do that.
So
I can't do that anymore.
Right now, if I had a bag of black licorice and I gave you one, would you have one?
No, I wouldn't want one, no.
So you hate that.
And the
as
shot,
well.
If you had a Sambuca in here, just pouring the shot with that smell would make me nauseous.
Yeah.
Just from thinking about that experience.
Before we get to the phones, give me a liquor that has a strong, distinct cinnamon taste to it.
Rumpelmintz?
No, Rumpelmintz isn't. One? No, that's more...
Goldschlager?
No, it wasn't Goldschlager.
There was a couple of hot shots.
There's something that I had at a party in college that same thing. It's that... And cinnamon-flavored...
There was a cinnamon booze, yes.
Bothers, like, I can't do that. If I smell a drink and it's got a cinnamon smell to it, I'll just push it back and go, no thanks. I don't know what it was, though, that I drank that night.
But I think we had a booze show on a few months ago. There was a cinnamon liquor, and it, I think since has been discontinued.
Kemmel? Is that a name of a liquor?
I can't think of it.
That's the name that always stuck with me. 414-799-1029.
It's Bitch to Mitch about liquor on National Tequila Day. Hi, The Hog.
Joe, Borna, Mitch, what's going on?
Hi.
What's up, man?
Got a quick tequila story for you.
Okay, wait, first, are you an alcoholic?
I am not.
Okay, well, I don't know, Mitch.
Are you sure about that? You said you wanted alcoholics.
You know what? I know I did, but I think tequila stories, that's what we want.
Okay,
right
go
now.
Ahead then. Share your story.
All right, my cousin lived in San Diego, and I'm a truck driver, so whenever I would visit him, he would take me down to Puerto Nuevo, Mexico, to a restaurant there. And at the restaurant, for $8, you got two fresh lobster tails that the diver caught that morning, rice, refried beans, and a shot of tequila that they made themselves in the back of the restaurant.
Was it good?
Oh, it was the most amazing tequila you ever had.
It's like a drug, almost.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you could buy a gallon in a plastic jug for $20. So I brought it back home to Milwaukee and put it in the refrigerator. And my roommate, his girlfriend, came over to wake him up one morning. And before she woke him up, she helped herself to what she thought was a glass of water out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And she drank a whole glass of it and went in and woke him up and said, Bob, you got the worst tasting water in the refrigerator. What is that? And she was just smashed on tequila from drinking that at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Excellent. I bet he had a ball that day.
Yeah, I think she woke him up proper.
Well, that's fine. I bet he's got the dumbest girlfriend ever if after one drink you don't realize what you're drinking out of a glass like that.
That's what I couldn't figure out. But the other part of the story is that my cousin had corporate business people come from Boston to visit him. He took them down there to the restaurant, and they were all in their three-piece suits and got them so smashed on tequila, they were out in the dirt road in front of the place teaching them how to make snow angels in their three-piece suits.
In the dirt.
In the dirt.
Excellent. Yeah, see, tequila sneaks up on you. That's
it makes
the thing.
You do really dumb stuff.
It does. What Joe said, I don't remember exactly how you worded it.
I said it's like flipping the dumb switch.
I don't know what it is about it.
Yep.
There's something about it. Tequila's different than other booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, brother.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one.
Take it.
Hi, The Hog.
Hey. Hardest alcohol you can mask is bourbon.
That's the most difficult one to mask?
That is the most difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, now, speaking as an alcoholic, why would you tell us that? Well, how do you know?
It's more pungent than tequila.
Okay, so it has a different smell. I drink bourbon.
I could see that bourbon would be a tough smell to hide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to work at any job and drank a little bit and tested it at all? Or
I've been sent home.
Oh, so yeah. So
I
yes.
Understand.
Answer, yeah. Yes.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for the call.
Affirmative.
All right, it's 102.9 The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, on National Tequila Day, talking about what booze have you had that you can't handle anymore? You do it once or a bad experience, and then it's on the list for you for the rest of your life, and you can't handle it.
And you know what I'm shocked about? And I believe you, because you said you had Sambuca.
One shot.
Because a gal called in, and she was talking about having one shot, and to me, it seems like you'd have to drink damn near a whole bottle to get that sickness. But no, that's not the case.
Sometimes it's all it takes is just one.
Weird.
Hi, the Hog.
Hi, my worst experience was Goldschlager.
I'm sure you're not alone in that. A lot of people would have Goldschlager up there.
What do you remember of your experience?
Well, I just turned 21, and I'm 42 now, and I never have been a real big drinker. But when I turned 21, I thought, let's whoop it up and go to the Hard Rock in Chicago.
Yeah.
So me and a couple of my friends went down there. The bartender gave me the shot glass. It went down. I felt it hit the bottom of my stomach, and then it projectile came right back out.
Wait a minute. Wait. From one shot.
Yes, it was disgusting. I love the flavor, but I have not ever drank it since then.
Just one shot. She just had an experience. She had a reaction to one.
Tequila is my favorite. I could drink it and drink it, and I don't get drunk like I get drunk on other things when I drink tequila.
Could you come to our studio?
Is it that you don't get drunk or you just don't think you're getting drunk? What do the people around you think?
If I go out and someone's like, you want to do shots, I say, yep, tequila, because I can probably have two or three shots and I don't feel it. But if I did a shot of, let's say, whiskey or something, I would feel it almost right away.
Wow.
That's usually the opposite for people.
Yeah,
tequila's
absolutely.
They're good all night,
and then they do that shot of tequila, and it's over for them.
Do you find yourself a little naughtier, a little more risque if you have a few tequila shots?
I try to act wild no matter what, and then people just think I'm drunk even though I'm not.
There you go. There's a good life philosophy for you.
No. National Tequila Day, so enjoy yourself today.
Yep. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, hi, the Hog, Bitch to Mitch.
I got a tequila story for you.
Go ahead.
Not really a bitch, but this shit's really good.
Okay.
I found the keys one time with a buddy of mine. We were staying at his mother-in-law's house, right on the coast, right off the 81A. His mother-in-law says, hey, the neighbor wants to take you two guys out on the boat. We're like, well, we said, sure. We went out, he took us on a sandbar, and we got out of the boat. It was a 12 or a 60-foot speedboat, you know. We were standing in the sand. He pulls out one of them shot glasses, the real tall ones, you know, they're like 4 inches tall, skinny.
Yeah.
Right? Put a shot of tequila in there. And he put a shot of squirt in there. He put a rag over the top and just swam it like twice on the back of the boat. And it'll foam up and you just slam it. It's like Kool-Aid. I did about 5, 6 of those. Me and my buddy were drinking beers out in the hot sun, partying down. And about half hour later, we were both just smashed. It catches up to you real fast.
Yeah, you can't tell. I've done that before.
Tequila, it's just like foam. It's awesome.
They used to call them tequila slammers when I was a kid.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, and the sun on top of that, it's a mess. Hi, the Hog.
Hi.
What booze do you have that you can't do?
Schnapps.
Yeah?
Any kind?
People like that.
I was like 17 and we were at a buddy's house playing quarters, and I didn't like beer at the time. And everybody else was drinking beer, and I was drinking peppermint schnapps. I drank about 3/4 of a bottle.
Because it was so minty and delicious.
It was. Yeah. It's like mouthwash.
Yeah. And then they carried me to George Webb's. I drank a sip of coffee, and I was in the bathroom puking my guts out.
Why do so many of these stories end with George Webb?
Right. I don't know.
And then we went to George Webb, always follows some drunken story.
Not much else open at that time of night. No. So that's what you got to know.
Wait, let's ask him the next day. The next day, you were still sick, right?
God, they dragged me home and threw me in the back door and ran.
Because most liquors are sugar-based.
Yeah.
You know, but schnapps is sugar based. Oh, and that stays in your system and gloms on your cells.
Yeah.
All right, brother, I'm glad you're okay.
Terrible, thanks. Okay, hi, the hog. What booze or liquor can you not do?
I don't do Southern Comfort.
Oh, yeah, hey. What happened?
When I was a kid, you know, I lived out in Caledonia.
Because you're alcoholic, Mitch.
We had them big ditches. This is Mark, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I told you.
Yeah.
We had them big ditches out there, you know, and I drank a good bottle and a half of Southern Comfort, rolled down one of them big ditches right after a rain, ended up laying there in a big puddle.
A mud puddle.
More or less, yeah.
And he didn't roll a truck. He just rolled himself down that hill.
Yes. I rolled myself.
Right.
Mark, what are you drinking today, right now?
I do. Just Miller.
Yeah. Right now he's just having Miller. But
the Miller.
But he can't. Here's the thing.
I love my tequila, though.
Yeah.
Tequila. That's what the people call it, too.
All right, Mark. Appreciate the call,
He learned his lesson. No more SoCo for him.
Oh, yeah. All right.
414-799-1029. What booze or liquor can you not do on National Tequila Day, Bitch to Mitch? On the Hog.
Joe and Borna. Milwaukee's 1029, The Hog.
1029, The Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch about alcohol that you can't handle anymore. What is your name?
I'm Garrett. Hey, there's two of them, actually. Southern Comfort's the number one. I used to be a bartender and hated pouring people drinks for that.
See? Southern Comfort.
I like SoCo, but that's what you and two other people that have called already.
Many people.
Oh, my God. Throwing up when you're a kid and coming through your nose and everything. And the second is Boone's Farm. Anything Boone's Farm.
Do they even make Boone's Farm anymore?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Because that was my...
And they make raspberry strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst in the world.
Well, that was my wife and her college roommates. That was their beverage of choice. They'd each have their own bottle they'd walk around the house drinking out of.
Yeah, and it was like $1.09.
The most cheap, right?
$1.09, and they used to play quarters with it. You drink a bottle of it, and the next day, you don't. It's awful. And then the third is Mad Dog 2020, and they still make that.
They do.
Want to go for the fourth?
Oh, the fourth would be Scotch.
What do you drink? So you do not drink anything then?
This guy's like been anything. Through the ringer, man.
All right.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks for the call.
That's great.
Hi, the Hog. It's National Tequila Day. What booze can you not do at all?
I can't do wine anymore.
Any kind of wine?
Wine is a very, very broad category.
Any kind of wine. When I was 16, I used to work at a sub place, and the guys who worked at the store across the street from us, we sort of trade off. They'd sneak some wine out for us. We'd give them subs.
Okay, so you stole the subs from the business to give to them.
No, we didn't. We didn't steal.
Well,
it was kind of a mutual thing.
Well, I know, but okay, forget it.
That's how you think about it. Go ahead.
But here's my hang-up. The difference between a white wine and a red wine. Let's just break it down to the most basic.
All right,
white wine. No, wait. White wine and red wine are so different. You've had it all so much that you can't drink any of it anymore?
I drank a whole bottle of Boone's Farm Tickle Pink.
Okay, that's not wine.
We're Boone's Farm.
That's Boone's Farm.
I never expected to hear Boone's Farm once, let alone twice in these blocks of calls.
Pink
today
is white and red mixed. Isn't that what a red wine and a white wine is? A pink
sure
wine?
Sure, so.
I think. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, hey, listen. Get a grip on yourself with this wine.
Can't do it anymore.
See you, brother.
All right, there, man.
All right. Hi, the Hog. What liquor or drink can you not have anymore?
That cinnamon liquor you guys were talking about.
Oh,
earlier?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Aftershock.
Okay.
Is that a joke?
I don't know.
It
doesn't sound...
Circa 1990. I mean, that's when I was drinking it.
That's the era of Aftershock. All right, thanks. Yep. Well, what did you have a bad experience with, son?
Well, Aftershock.
So that's
him,
too. Yeah, you and me both.
Oh, hell yeah.
Terrible. All right, thanks.
They don't sell it anymore, so you're safe.
Hi, the Hog. What liquor can you not drink anymore?
It's tequila, for sure.
Tequila.
You're tequila, yeah.
So he's a tequila guy. What happened, quickly?
Quickly, what happened was when I was a sophomore in high school, we had a big party, and we had a sport exchange student that was always talking about how much tequila you could drink. And everybody's like, Brian, you can take this guy down, right? Take him down. And I'm like, no. Well, this went on for months. And my buddy had a big party, so all the guys got together, and they bought two bottles of 1800, and we got two chairs down and went shot for shot.
Did you take him down?
I was taking him down. He was taking him down. Boom, boom, boom. And there was like, I don't know, like a quarter of the bottle. We were wasted. A quarter of the bottle left. And he just took his last shot. He took the shot, fell right over on the chair. Boom, out, passed out. And everybody started screaming and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah. And I was all pumped up in the moment, you know, because I totally took him down.
Sure.
And I took the rest of the bottle and I slammed it down.
Man.
And I was like, you know, yeah. Well, about a couple minutes later, I was on the balcony throwing up.
Yep.
And it was like a fire hose. I remember my eyes were like so wide. I could see the like a out of my mouth and touching the ground. Like just like.
Yeah, because that's projectile. That's heavy. Yeah. That's a sickness. You know what? I've never been more proud of anyone on this show in my life than you right now, mister. He downed the rest of that bottle.
It's probably good that I did that because I wouldn't be around to talk about it now.
Yeah, he learned. All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks for the call, man. All right, Hi the Hog, what booze can he not drink anymore?
I'm going to go with Mitch on the Southern Comfort.
That is a popular one today.
That's it. That's the winner today for
it
sure.
It was a niche drink. I think not everyone enjoyed it, but you could mix it with different things. You could put it in a Long Island. You could have it with just different juices. But Southern Comfort really fell off the map. It's very unpopular.
Totally. Right. Thanks for the call. But yeah, you're right. That and somebody mentioned Goldschlager earlier were two popular ones in the, let's say, late 90s.
Our
era, kind of.
Yeah.
And then have kind of gone away. So,
I wonder how much gold was in, because when you shook up the Goldschlager, you could see those little flakes.
Gold, yeah.
I'm sure it was minute amounts, but you always felt like a big shot, like a kingpin on your block.
Yep.
If you had some Goldschlager with Tony Montana.
Right. And you had drank it. The clear shot glass, you could see the flakes swimming in there.
You could see it in there and you thought you were cool.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.
Bitch to Mitch every Monday at 4. Today, if you're a tequila drinker, enjoy one or a margarita on National Tequila Day. That's what it's all about.
Responsibly, though.
Drink responsibly, absolutely.